You are listening to WPVMLP in Asheville, North Carolina, 103.7 on the dial, heard globally on WPVMFM.org and on Alexa. Just tell Alexa to play WPVM Radio.
Welcome to the Audio Garden, where we cultivate our collective wisdom, nurture creativity, and spread love. My name is Martha Senator, and this is Listen and Be Heard. Welcome back to the Audio Garden, my friends. It is so good to be here with you. And there's so much for us to hear and explore and feel and enjoy in the Audio Garden today.
Our sense of justice is really deeply, whether we want to believe it or not, in an inheritance of hope. You know, that's a spiritual inheritance, I think, that humans have, and we don't always want to claim it. We want to compact it into something. I love this that you're saying right now, though, that technology has taken us, and I really do spend time with the media arm of this discourse, the young ones that are really asking the question and really opening up that opportunity to speak out, you know, beyond the doors of the courts, to bring it into a common language so that people of great influence can influence what genocide is, or characterizations all over again, new policy, new law, expansive data and forensics. And I mean, in terms of data, and data is justice, that whole wonderful line is coming through in the truest way for folks who've done this work for as long, who are continuing to teach, and for the new students. Data and forensics, you know, we're unearthing bones, and you're right. These people cannot be, there are countries and states and state-sanctioned atrocity that could never be held accountable. But just that process and acknowledgement from world court, how about that? The forensics are coming. They're horrific, and we will uncover and recharacterize the measles blankets that were handed out to my people on this continent as a form of genocide. We will get the real numbers one day, and we will know that it was genocide. So, you know, we're advancing, and Olga is part of that with the students up under you. I just, that's why I asked the foundational questions today, because I believe we are in tremendous crisis.
So my poem is titled, I just wrote it a few minutes ago too, Black. The infinite beauty in God's perfect sight. Beautiful and black like the darkest night. Black will shine even without the stars radiating light. Black is beautiful. Black is a part of me. We are often overlooked. Black is one of the greatest creations that all can see. Black is when the footsteps made the escape at night. Step left, step right. Black signals the direction when freedom takes flight. Black and beautiful is how I poetically feel. Spoken word poetry at the Shakedown Lounge keeps it real.
This is the Listen and Be Heard Hour, brought to you by Listen and Be Heard Network. My name is Martha Senator.
Cara bow for Al Robles. I had felt them too, the water buffalo. They come from far, unlighted fields. They lead us out of our city streets into the sleeping blue of water, all of us crossing together. Inside their curved horns, voices whisper us back from our wanderings. On Kearney Street, we are far from the lettuce fields, the cockfights, the blood of the pig. And still farther, trapped in memory, comes the arrival of workers' boats, of cane fields waking in the arms of dark men. I have not always known their tender presence. In this city cradled by two bridges, the old ones disguised as dog spirits lick the bones we leave for the dead. The wind spins us in this ordinary world until someone nearly broken with desire to be lifted to another country in his heart remembers the feel of the animal's black hair, the slow but powerful Carabao walk. In the dark, they chase us into dream, into wet voices that bathe in the blue night, like the blue awakening of fish.
So restricted, refined, and stifling is this cage that I call my home. The bars are repetitive, symmetrical, concrete, gray, semi-detached. As far as the eye can see, is carbon copied estate after estate, yet another row of estate and a company in shops, vended by and to cater for the so-called needs of the local populace they comprised of, a pub, a bookies, a Chinese, a chip bar, a newsagent, and any beautician facility or barbers, take your pick. Concrete rows connecting identical roads of houses with carefully constructed green arrangements. All life was restricted to these areas. There's houses full of people, yet not all are known. We've thousands of neighbours, yet fewer friends to phone. We live so close together, yet so far removed. Even the birds above us are not free. Their lives, too, are restricted to the DIY shop bird feeders that they flock to each day. Same time, same routine, same black cat appears, too. Waiting to pounce on a hapless, helpless bird. The cat hasn't caught them yet, but she will not give them forever. However, the birds still flock and feathered furry to get their bread and make their living, all the while knowing that a cat's prowling in hope of fatal weakness. There's a cat waiting for us all. We're ostensibly civilized, but in this world the spirit dies and we're eaten up with trivialities and vapid, vacuous superficialities. The grey colours one skin after too long attacks one spirit. Grey skies, grey earth, uninspired minds. I can no longer hear my soul's song. I sometimes look up at the night sky and I gaze and wonder and awe. All the lands I haven't seen or saw and all that was possible if I could soar. But I am tethered to this place that has forgotten me. But a longing that I feel deep in my heart. And so I look up to the sky and dream. At least then I'll have made a start. I wish for peaceful, obsequious seas and warm summer evenings were heard in July. Finally, my vision was coloured with ease to Elysian lands that I could fly. But I am a bird who's never been, exotic lands I've never seen. Or fields of gold few and far between, and of tearing an oak I can only dream. But still I fly to the feeder, pluckily plodding along. Knowing my fate may call me home, no more this land my dreams may roam. But still I fly to the feeder, and not sure what for or why. But still, each day, each time, I fly. So when the time comes and I do spread my wings, all the corners of this vast earth for me to roam, and I'll meet myself where it all begins. Just now my destination is home.
Next, now come with me, play with me. There's beauty all around to touch and feel. Soft green grass tickles my feet. Skin tingles in the cool shade. When the sun smiles wide, my toes get hot, hot, hot. Grandpa's hands feel rough and tough. His arms wrap me up so tight and give my heart a cuddle. I love, love, love his strong, soft hug. The faces on Gullah Grass dolls resting safe in Mama's room are scratchy, but their bright cloth dresses feel so, so soft and smooth. Can you feel that?
As you said that, it like stuck a chord in my soul.
Listen and be heard, you are beautiful. Listen and be heard.
Okay, listen.
Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from...
I think,
I think.
Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from
This is the Listen and Be Heard
Say what
hour.
You think about listening.
Please visit our archives
I think those are two
at listenandbeheard.net.
Listen and be heard. You are
Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from that is part of me learning to be a better listener of others is learning to listen to myself. Recognize the
Say what you think about listening and being heard.
Listen and be heard is, I guess, part of...
Say what you think about listening and being heard.
Listen and be heard, you are. Listen and be heard, you are.
Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from... Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from... Listen, be heard. What comes up for me from that is part of me learning to be a better listener of others is learning to listen to myself. Recognize the...
Listen and be heard, you are.
Say what you think about listening and being heard. Say what you think about listening and being heard. Say what you think about listening and being heard. Say what you think about listening and being heard.
I think those are two of the most powerful words, like together. It's a really meaningful phrase. And when I think of it, I always think of nature.
Say what you think about listening and being heard.
I think those are two of the most powerful words, like together. It's a really meaningful phrase. And
say what you think about listening and being heard.
I think.
Listen and be heard is, I guess, part of why I want to connect with you. Because as soon as you said that, it like stuck a chord in my soul. Because a lot of how I started was about trying to figure out how people can hear me, feeling like invisible in different spaces. So giving a space where people can actually listen and really feel heard is a blessing, and I really appreciate and thank you for creating that platform.
Listen and be heard, you are beautiful. Listen and be heard.
Say what you think about listening and being heard.
Okay, listen and be heard, for to be heard is to listen. Okay, listen.
Island people in this mountain town. They weave through currents and curves, navigating every twist of road and thought. Island people from Micronesia, creating islands with their hands, islands of generosity in a womb of humility, silence, sharing roast pig, rice, and taro, and the gift of their music carved into the mountains. The island people traveled the twisting path of the mountains, navigating as their ancestors did across seas, leaving behind songs and poetry in the skin of trees and the hues of 10,000 jagged flowers. Songs and poetry that Helene could not silence. One of the island people is a man with an island smile, carved into the mountains of western North Carolina, a man whose family was in need of water after the hurricane, a man I had worked with in the passing breath of a season. I went to his home with several jugs of water. He opened the door. I see his face for the first time again, a face whose eyes carry words of water across islands and time zones and barriers into the mountains. Eyes that carry water I thirst for.
So my poem is titled, I just wrote it a few minutes ago too, Black. The infinite beauty in God's perfect sight. Beautiful and black like the darkest night. Black will shine even without the stars radiating light. Black is beautiful. Black is a part of me. We are often overlooked. Black is one of the greatest creations that all can see. Black is when the footsteps made the escape at night. Step left, step right. Black signals the direction when freedom takes flight. Black and beautiful is how I poetically feel. Spoken word poetry at the Shakedown Lounge keeps it real. My Black is Beautiful, a brilliant work of art. Loving all shades of blackness deeply in my heart that is indescribable with hope for the darkest skin. Our blackness is not a sin. Feeling confident about the skin I'm in. Yes, confidence will always win. Words to make you blink, just enough to make him wink. The richness of Black History Month to make you all think. Happy Black History Month.
I was so excited. That's why I'm so excited that you blended that the courts and law has found a component where folks can really speak to communication and translation and linguistics for not just today, but had been working on this for 30 years. This is why I love the globe. You know, I love America, but I think that we're at a disadvantage. We have a lot of people who gatekeep information. TikTok is spilling with that. People need to be more discriminating, discerning. And when introductions are made, I'm an attorney or I'm a retired international specialist. This is what I've done for many years. Those things matter. I scrutinize always what I expose my students to. It's really, really difficult. And I'm just so honored and proud of you. A lot of folks are gatekeepers. They really think that this is information that should remain clandestine and away from the people.
This is the Listen and Be Heard Hour. You can find our reading list of every book that we've ever mentioned on this podcast at listenandbeheard.net.
Talk about my emotional problems, she calls them. Images of blood still pooling on black cement. Imagined weapon, justification for death. Was it in his beautiful head that they found the bullet? College educated brains shot out for being hot-headed, uppity. Ripples of this one death penetrate generations. And here I am, still swallowing pills.
That's the world, that's America, that's our country, and it's still our country. And I believe in all of us who really care about the fact that we are together in all of this and this world and the globe itself.
The event that I do is a, I guess you want to say quarterly event, is called DSM Live. It's a mental health fundraiser because I am also a therapist. So you're catching me in my office today. So I want to, because poetry was my therapy growing up, I wanted to be able to create a curriculum and create a clinic where we do creative arts therapy and allow creative people to explore all the things and have a safety net so they don't go into.
Yeah, I mean, I think derails are very common in South Asian culture. Lots of kids, especially girls, grow up hearing about them, horror stories about them. They're basically, you know, these ghosts or these otherworldly women, witches almost, who can turn, and the sign that you know that they are Jurails is that they can turn their feet backwards. And one of the stories in the collection is based on one of these Jurails. The idea was to make her seem more human.
Okay, listen and be heard. For to be heard is to listen.
Pound of food. I have been invited to become the, at times, controversial stop wasting food. That is based on that is wasted. Even if you compost it, that pound of food goes back through the food system and takes 7 times the energy in that pound of food to produce that food that is in the food itself. That's an average, but the idea is that if you never waste that food, then that food eventually, the message will get back through the food system to not grow that food. Mm. And then you've saved seven times the impact than you would if you were to compost that food. Every
two separates us from the concept of death, right, that happen in order for food to be available to us. I have been invited to become the, at times, controversial, you know, spokesperson for how our, like, fear of this topic, you know, and the immediate controversy of the topic of eating meat really invites us into this sort of, like, uncomfortable question of, like, what are all the things that we're sort of ignoring because we have, like, the privilege to do so, or because this food system that we're beholden to separates us from the concept of death, right, that happen in order for food to be available to us. I have been invited to become the, at times, controversial, you know, spokesperson for how our, like, fear of this topic, you know, and the immediate controversy of the topic of eating. I have been invited to
standing a better understanding of every pound of food. The whole food system produces a pretty significant stop wasting food that is based on the whole food system.
Listen and Be Heard is, I guess, part of
why I wanted to connect with you. Because as soon as you said that, it, like, stuck a chord in my soul. Because a lot of how I started was about trying to figure out how people can hear me, feeling, like, invisible in different spaces. So giving a space where people can actually listen and really feel heard is a blessing. And I really appreciate and thank you for creating that platform.
Almost over, but not quite yet.
Get rocks, owe the stand, show the car to enter, fix to the puff of wind, get rocks of wind, affix to the puff, enter frail puzzle pieces, get rocks, Maria, get rocks of beauty, enter. Interfrails Maria of wind. Fix to the not skit rocks of beauty. In walls, shutter beauty. Skylights of Maria. A puzzle piece. Fix to the puzzle pieces. Of the vortex. Spinning. Hurricane. Fast.
Times the energy in that pound of food to produce that food that is in the food itself. That's an average, but the idea is that if you never waste that food, then that food eventually, the message will get back through the food system to not grow that food. Mm. And then you've saved seven times the impact than you would if you were to compost that food.
If we started thinking about trying to create...
And I think the way to think about fermentation and climate change is just that if you're getting a better understanding of...
I have been invited to...
A mother in Gaza searches for her son amid the ash-covered rubble of a concrete house no match for missiles. She works in silence, listens for cries, feral grief clawing at her throat. Soon, machines will come, lift tombstones from crushed cribs and beds, unbury blood-shrouded dead. Half a world away, autumn leaves fall from clear morning skies. In the backyard, an American mother rakes a room-sized pile for her children to jump into, play hide-and-seek, burrow. Later in the day, her youngest boy goes missing. She calls and calls for him, receives no answer, then sees a tiny shoe peeking out from the mound of soft chaff. There she finds her son, safe asleep, scarlet sweet gum leaves, the only red upon his chest.
Listen, and be heard.
This is the Listen and Be Heard Hour, brought to you by Listen and Be Heard Network.
Wailuku, the raging Kahawai, the river. Her ka holo, her long, sinuous journey begins as a watery, pencil-thin line, a mere trickle, mauka, way up high, looking towards Na Lani on Mauna Kea. Her awana is a graceful journey iho, downslope, towards rainy Hilo. Ai, Hilo, ikawa kalilehua. As she continues to iho, journey downslope, a magical transformation ensues. From her embodiment of a graceful, delicate trickle, she widens, becoming voluptuous. She's now a raging beast, plunging turbulently downward, full of enna, capable of arbitrarily grasping in her watery fist a young, reckless life and smuggling it into one of her many deep, cavernous pockets in her slimy anna. She'll stash it there, it's hers, until the pale, lifeless form struggles through a multitude of tempestuous undercurrents to surface somewhere evil downslope. But during the course of her journey, she leaves a trail of dazzling performances after week upon week of infinite drops of rain from Na Lani. Awestruck Malihini call these wonders Pi'ihonua Camp Cascades, Boiling Pots, Rainbow Falls. Old Hawaii calls them Poakana, Poakanini, Pe'epe'e, Waia Nui Nui. She weaves ever so gracefully, skirting around sacred, smooth boulders, leaving her mossy footprints of slippery limu. She continues to awana in the wee hours of the morning. From my hamakua facing bedroom window, I hear her raging, bellowing sounds, drowning out the lonely, searching calls of the small, scaly river creatures of the night. Searching in blind rage, she leaves no boulder, no jagged rock, no slimy pebble unturned. River mo'o waits, watching her every move, hearing her belches and snorts and eerie releases. He, shaking out the raindrops from his mane of writhing eels, belts out a wicked laugh. Get plenty time, he says, slowly, sharpening his battle-ready claws against the skull boulder. He waits patiently for the right moon. O Wailuku, you watery, undulating Wahine Ali'i,
Once a graceful trickle from Na Lani, you've morphed into a skull crusher, you stone carver, you mo'o slayer, so bloodthirsty for the fearless, sweet weed-scented swimmer. Or was it the claw of the mo'o, of the rain-drenched cave of Goddess Hina, that dragged the young Baga into the murky depths? Upon reaching her deep, dark, liu-laden green mouth, Maka'olabakila, she forcefully surrenders, her full, swollen self plunging once more into the wide, stormy bay. Both river and sea currents reluctantly mingle. She truly is what old Hawaii called her, destructive waters. Wailuku, the river, life-giving, life-grasping, ruthless Kahawai. E wailuku I ka ua loku loku. E wailuku I ka ua ka lai lepo. E wailuku I ka ua nahu ili. E wailuku I ka ua ka lai pohaku. E wailuku I ka ua ho'omomona aina. E wailuku I ka ua makana nui. I ka mahi ai.
Listen and Be Heard Hour, brought to you by Listen and Be Heard Network.
Frails Maria. Fix to the nuts, beauty. Not skit rocks of beauty. And walls, oath the stand. And walls, skit rocks of shutter beauty. Shutter beauty. Dialites of Maria. Dialites of Maria. Dialites of Maria. A puzzle piece of the vortex. Spinning wish a hurricane a fast. Hurricane a fast. Like a lantern,
I remember getting my first library card when I was 4 and going to the library with my mother, and the librarian always had books under the counter that were for my mom because she needed to have the latest thing that was on the New York Times. She read everything on the New York Times bestseller list. That was my beginning. Creativity needs to be completely wide open, and artists need to be able to say all things. And when you start shutting down people's creativity and freedom, you got a real problem, which we have a real problem right now. Any way that we can resist that is good, is powerful.
Hey, how you doing? I am Hernan Ramiro, and you're listening to Listen and Be Heard Hour.
There's a famous quote, I have it on my website, and I'm going to forget the author, but they said,
we must become the person we needed when we were young. I have basically created the program, and I aspire to be the person that I needed when I was young, which is somebody to just create a safe space for young women, as I once was, to express themselves authentically and have their truth heard, validated, and celebrated, no matter what.
Thanks to Martha Senator, our executive producer, and our new nonprofit, Sound System Culture, funding all of this. We really thank you for your support. Please tell your friends. This is the only place you're going to hear this music, this radio art, the way that radio podcasts should be felt and experienced in our communities. All right? Check it out.
The idea of banned books is, it's a hot topic for sure right now. It's frustrating to think about the limitation of a worldview for a child. If you think about what you have knowledge of as a small child, like say you're 10, you see the world through your 10-year-old eyes. You've been where you've been, and it can be very limiting. Where you see the world is from books. The idea of someone taking that world and picking and choosing what you're able to see is really a sad thing to think about. Kids need the ability to connect to other cultures, other ideas, and teachers should be trusted as the competent professionals that they are to choose appropriate books for their classrooms that help enhance the worldviews of the children in there.
Get on your rocket and go. You smell of fear. You know. No one wants you here. Your factories stink. No one can drink the water you touch. You have too much. Your greed leaves people in need. Your spite can't hide the light of angels dying the day they're born. Your flag is torn. Your pointing finger doesn't distract from the fact that you sell hell on earth. You think you don't stink, that your birth entitles you to more. You're rotten at your core. You're still peddling the doctrine of discovery. We've had no recovery. Manifest destiny is the penny of your thoughts, your mental constructions, your oughts. I pray the day of your destruction never ends, for words to send you where you can do no harm, to disarm your inventions, undo your intentions. Can I write away the pain? Make the world sane with a poem? Make a home for peace? Are there words to cease the pain of senseless loss that can erase the cost of a democracy that built its might on slavery, born from the hypocrisy of calling wrong right? Can my soul rest and speak in the tongue of conquest? Is this a test of the emergency broadcast system? Is it him or is it me? Can I study history for a clue about what I can do? It's another day to pray and say thank you to our mother. We have no other. Hoping, scoping, open to the uncouth truth. Time goes by so quickly here in the Audio Garden, my friends, and I've so enjoyed that time here with you. One of the pleasures of gardening, audio gardening, is listening to your garden grow. If I went back, or if you went back to listen to the pilot episode almost 3 years ago now of this show, which you could do, we have all of our archives at listenandbeheard.net, you would hear me by myself making a show, fooling around with the concept of what it is and how it should grow. And my idea at the time was to reintroduce myself to the literary community from which I felt a bit estranged, and to be a good member of that community and serve its needs, which is for authors to be able to have a forum, a platform to talk about their work, their new books, their craft, and for us to engage with each other and to embody the network that we are, because we are the network, and Listen and Be Heard network is nothing but a growing group of people who communicate and help each other out too, nurture each other, water each other, shine light on each other, and admire us when we flower and harvest our fruits when they're ripe to be enjoyed after much practice and deliberation. And this show has grown and blossomed in ways that I could never really have imagined when I first began. And yet it's growing into what I envisioned it to be, which is for me to be part of a family and to, you know, do my part in that family. And my part seems to be to bring people together and engage them in conversation and have conversations that lead to action and creation and even beauty and enjoyment. And I hope that you feel the same way about Listen and Be Heard and would welcome your participation as another creator, inventor, listener who also needs to be heard. And there are various ways that you could become involved in this entirely commercial-free hour, either by contributing segments or contributing finances or just leaving a comment and letting us know if we're making a difference in your life, if you like to come back from week to week. My name is Martha Senator, and my co-hosts today in addition to finding the audio archives of all of our shows, you'll find resources on our website at listenandbeheard.net. We keep an ever-growing reading list of pretty much every book we ever mentioned on any of our shows. We also have an author list, so you can find out a little bit more about the guests that we feature, and most of those are linked to their websites if you want to get even deeper into any particular person who we've featured in the last few years. And recently, I've started a new podcast with Jay Rodriguez Sierra and Judy Tologan on the West Coast. It's called Beyond Borders. Thanks, as always, to Davian Dio at WPVM Radio in Asheville, North Carolina, for introducing Listen and Be Heard to the broadcast airwaves, KCEI in Taos, New Mexico, KEPJ in San Antonio, Texas, KHOI in Ames, Iowa, and KFOI in Red Bluff, California, and other stations that are part of the Pacifica Affiliate Network for cultivating the audio garden in your communities, and our own Listen and Be Heard Network, host of WLBH.org. Please visit us at listenandbeheard.net and sign up for our email newsletter and at our Listen and Be Heard YouTube channel, where you will find unedited video interviews of our featured guests. My name is Martha Senator, and I want to thank you for listening and giving me the opportunity to be heard.
Henry, here comes Henry Jones. He ain't much to look at, just a bag of skin and bone.